Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
14.
Come on.
19.
I'm out.
Oh, you're both out.
I lose.
We're both out.
Dealer wins. Everybody at the table loses.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
That's such a shame.
So he might have a three-week trip planned next month to go all over Europe, and including Poland. I've never ridden any Polish roller coasters, so.
They're flat.
Jake Gyllenhaal, or is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal? He's legally blind, and he discussed this at a press conference. We have a clip from the just an audio clip from he's taking the stage at the press conference right now.
All right.
Yes. All right. That's just cheap.
I think it's actually pretty lucky for him because he doesn't have to see his own movies.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show on a very special show today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're taping later than we normally do, and we are also opening up the listener portal where we're going to have video chats with people if they choose to call in and join us, and lots of fun. And, of course, we add gambling to the mix.
Gambling.
Which is a way to... Oh, she stole them. Spotlight our cards, our fabulous cards. But before we do that, before we hold up, there they are. Okay, good. You guys are ready. If you want to join us on YouTube for our live chat and come in through the portal, Josh is going to put a link up in the chat room on YouTube. That's where it is. And am I giving the right information?
I see it right now. It's so easy.
Yeah, okay. It's up on the YouTube page. It should be on the Facebook page as well, so... People can click in there and be part of the show.
Okay. Well, we start today with I don't read a lot of letters that I get, but this is, and it's Rob's mailbag, so he normally brings the letters to us, but I have to share this with you.
Is it worth playing the mailbag theme for this, Mike?
No, it is not.
Not even a little bit.
From the TMOS Unworthy website, and this was given to me, I guess, about a day ago, I think.
Okay.
But I won't credit the author because I don't think that's fair. I think it's just better to, when somebody writes a marvelous letter, to share it. Here's the post. Is anyone going to tell Mike that he is not thin? He has lost weight. Props to him for that. But he is by no means thin. He is a small, fat guy. When people speak the truth, and I am not exaggerating here,
yes.
When it's the raw, naked truth, I don't care how cruel it is. I enjoy it. And this man speaks the truth. He is a small, fat guy. That might be a mistake, but it is the truth from his heart. I am not small. But I am most definitely a fat guy.
Sure.
It goes on. Nothing wrong with that. Thanks.
Well, that's nice.
However, when you constantly tell everybody how good you look, maybe you should hit the gym a little. I'm going to be 65 years old. I'd like you to hit something, and it's not the gym.
Poster. Oh, no.
Hit my Irish bell. That's what I'll tell you right now. Not hating on Mike. I didn't say you were.
That's right.
It's just crazy how much he talks about how good he looks.
Yeah, you know, Josh, it really is bananas. How much he does it.
Crazy. My favorite sentence. Not hating on Mike. It's just crazy how much he talks about how good he looks. Rob looks better than Mike.
Hey, well, okay, that's a fact.
There it is. That is a fact. And that the truth. You never hear Mike. That the truth you never hear Mike talk about. Rob's weight loss. I'm not a Rob fan either.
Oh.
Just making an observation.
Okay.
So that's I thought I'd share that at the beginning of the show today. Thank you. Thank you for that. It was truly appreciated. And a little ding for the Mike O'Mara letter of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to take a moment, if we could now, and talk about how good Mike looks.
You have a memory for stuff like this.
Yes.
I mentioned that I've lost weight, which is the truth.
I've
gained a little back of late, enough to make me, you know, re-knuckle down and get
it. It sounds like a setup so that everyone that joins the portal today will compliment you on your weight.
No, please don't. Don't you start that, Soroka. Don't you start that.
It would be a shame if everybody that came into the chat mentioned how good you look.
It'd be a horrible clip to put together. For social later.
All right. Do we have a test subject for the portal yet? Do we have?
We've got
test
a bunch
person?
Of people sitting in the portal. Let's open it up.
They're
Rob,
standing
who do you
by.
Want to start with? You can see the list down there.
Rob's
going to pick. Oh, I'm doomed.
No. I don't think you're doomed.
Well, I
I'm just. I want to start with someone we know that we are friendly with.
No, I don't want to start with someone we know.
All right, then I wash my hands. I'm punching.
I knew you'd go.
All right.
Rob will go with the sameness. That's what he'll go with. I want somebody you don't know. Right, somebody you don't know.
I don't know the names, but we go with the first person that popped in?
I think the person that was waiting the longest should go first.
All right, the person waiting the longest is Joel Rogers.
That's who I was going to pick.
Well, Joel's a pilot, and let's put Joel in here and see what's happening.
Mechanical apparatus.
Rob, hold on, I have to lecture Rob. All right,
no, you
Rob,
don't.
As
no,
I said don't. Before the show, all right. As I said before, this is important. All right,
you are a blabbermouth.
Very exciting. You had said, what did you say right before the show?
I'm going to hang way back, but I did want to say one thing that I thought was important, Mike.
Of course he did.
And that is, you look great.
Shut up. See? God damn it.
No,
Hi, Joel.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I'm practicing the carillon for the first time in 2 months, so this is day one of my rehab.
All right. I want to get to, and you obviously can share what you want, but this is Joel is a pilot for Delta, flies the big jets, and has had some health issues that have put you on the shelf. You've been cryptic about it. Am I right about that? You haven't been. You all right?
I'll tell you what it is. It's a blood clot, and I'm not allowed to fly with a blood clot in my leg. So I have been grounded for the last 2 months.
So a DVT? Is that what you have? Or?
No, fortunately. So I don't have the deep veins are okay. I have an intermediate, which is not as critical. But I did an ultrasound just literally 2 hours ago, and it's still there. So I may have the summer off. So here I am.
Do they pay you from Delta while you're dealing with
it? At the moment, I'm still on sick leave. And then at some point, I go to disability. So it's a little pay cut, but I'm enjoying time at home. And I finally have time to practice. This is not connected to the bells. This is the computer. Next time, I'll have to show you the real bells, because the one bell is 11,000 pounds. It's huge. But because I haven't played in 2 months, I'm starting here where nobody can hear me. If I'm on the real bells, the whole neighborhood hears it.
See, right, he's got a lot of amazing hobbies, Mike. Not only does he play the carillon and is a pilot, he's also a roller coaster enthusiast.
I was at King's Island a week ago today.
Awesome.
And as far as the blood clot, it something that runs in your family? Did you get it?
I hate to get really personal, but I have a DNA mutation, thanks, Mom, that makes me susceptible to blood clots. So I will be on blood thinner probably for the rest of my life. So for me.
I have one right here, Mike. I have my own blood clot, and I carry it with me. So, you know, it's just it's common. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, no, it's not unheard of. And it's going to be a couple months to get the FAA to approve me to go back to work. So like I said, I'm going to just enjoy a nice summer at home.
Josh, remember what you heard about my temper, coming into this show?
I'm waiting to be told to kick Rob out of the show.
I'm going to kill him before the show is over today.
Oh, you say the sweetest things.
And now his computer locked up for me. Joel, I wish you the very best of luck.
I know
you're planning on getting back in the sky and, and flying. But this thing in front of you, it's not a standard organ, correct?
No, it's the real one is connected to 65 bells. So each one of these is connected to a bell, and it's all mechanical. And I know you can't see the pedals, but if I play the pedals, it also plays the bells. So you can do hands and feet. But I'm so rusty, having not done it in a month, that this I'm doing so the cool. fake one. Yeah.
Joel, God,
so I'll get back to the real ones.
I get coming back in with something right out of the gate. One of our listeners
I try.
Entertaining the match.
It's good timing. It's good timing.
Are you capable in any way of playing an actual song for us?
I just did, but I could play something else. Don't do a lot of requests.
Jingle bells?
But, I have Christmas music. Hang on. If I click on Christmas.
You want to hear Carol of the Bells, Mike?
Oh, no, not that one.
God forbid you take a bell machine and don't.
Bell machine!
Oh, how about this one? Oops.
That's great. Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster.
Yeah, would that be fun too?
I feel like it's Christmas time. I feel like it's Christmas time all over.
Yeah. I haven't played Christmas music in 6 months, so that one's really rusty.
That's fantastic. You know what? You're a gentleman, you're a scholar. Thank you so much. Good luck getting back. You think you'll
good luck with the portal.
Do you think you'll be getting back to the skies after the summer, hopefully?
I hope so, although the FAA is backlogged, and they said it might take 2 or 3 months till they approve my paperwork. So
look at how happy he is. He doesn't want to go back to work. He's happy. That man is happy right there. Absolutely.
But I know Schmolz Rogers just had to buy a ticket to Europe to go ride roller coasters because he's not allowed to travel for free anymore. So he might have a 3-week trip planned next month to go all over Europe, and including Poland. I've never ridden any Polish roller coasters, so
they're flat.
Okay. No, there's one park with like 17 coasters at this one park. So
all right, Joel.
Joel, quick question before we turn you loose. The fact that you're not allowed to fly because of the blood clot.
I know.
Indicates that probably it's not the best thing to do to fly, and yet you're still getting aboard a plane to fly to Polish roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
So Schmolz Rogers went up to L.A. a couple weeks ago to do a sailing class.
On a plane.
And he said, on a plane, and he said that he would just like sit in the aisle and go to the restroom like about 15 times in that hour and a half flight just to keep the blood flowing to his leg.
Walking,
so
right,
there are ways. And compression socks, you know, there are ways around it.
Yeah, I wear them too.
And make sure you wear shorts with those when you're in the amusement park. It's a look I love down here.
Thank you, Joel. We will talk to you soon. Have fun.
All right. Well, it works, Josh.
It does.
Josh Soroka, awesome. The portal works.
Yeah, and not Mike, a bad start. And we got a super chat here as well from Lance.
Oh, Lance. Wow. Thank you, Lance.
We appreciate that. You know what? It is really it's really great to be able to see people who we haven't seen in a while.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it. So we're going to be doing that. Now, Josh, we do have plans. And I think I'm confident enough to, with all the people that will be involved today, that we're going to do a little bit of a blackjack thing. Can you explain how that's going to work to everybody?
Sure. We're going to move on over to the blackjack table. And, we're going to play blackjack. It depends how you want to do it. I do have the jokers removed.
That'll change things. Yeah.
So now, there's several ways we can do this. We can do this with Rob and I just observing listeners playing hands of blackjack.
Right.
Or we can do it where I'll be playing for so-and-so. And you know what? That might work.
Well, we've got plenty of spots where we can bring in listeners and you play.
So how many people could we bring in to play blackjack?
We can have four people play at a time.
and we just observe, and we'll see everybody on the screen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring our first person in, and we'll ask them if they want to play blackjack, and if they do, they can stick around for a minute.
All right. Let's.
Who will it be? Going back to the portal right now. He's doing a good job with.
Yeah. Let's go to. How about Nate Kavanaugh?
Nate Kavanaugh.
Hi,
Nate. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thank you.
It's great to see you. And Nate, would you be willing to hang around and play a hand or two of blackjack?
I can try. I'm pretty famously horrible at cards.
That's okay. It's really not even real cards. You know, it's just numbers.
It's not.
Nate, where do you hail from? I know I've heard the name before. Where do you hail from, Nate?
Santa Cruz, California.
Nice.
Santa Cruz.
I talked to you guys when we were getting flooded out here a couple years ago.
And thank you so much for joining our very first TMOS Portal show, which is a lot of fun. This is kind of a variation on our talking head that we did, but we're doing it with more people this time around. Nate, is there anything particular we can do for you on this fine Thursday afternoon?
No, it's good to see you guys.
All right, let's move Nate over to the table. And let's bring
this is silly,
but it's fun.
Well, let's see if Tripp wants to play. Now
right,
he
Tripp
does
Affleck?
Not have his camera on.
No, Tripp he can't play if he doesn't have his camera on.
Gotta turn up his camera.
He's been sitting here waiting. Right, I thought he turned it on once we went to him.
I am working from home and I am not camera ready. So you'll
are you going to be
with my are lovely you, voice? I will next time. Next time I will. I just wanted to say
just
that
in a towel. Because Michael tried to drag you on.
I got it. Tripp, I put you on my show prep. I have to give you a thank you. Tripp sent me an early birthday present yesterday.
Yes, I did. It's birthday season.
And
was it a photograph?
Son, no. Remember when I was talking about metal detectors?
Yes.
And how it would be cool? Tripp said that he wanted to send me a gift, a real toy. It's not a toy, but a real something that I could use. And I made the terrible mistake of opening it while my son was in the room.
Oh, no.
And guess who has immediately commandeered the metal detector? And it's a great one. It's a real great one. It's got the metal detector itself. It's the standard one, you know, where it's got the little radar
disc
on the front.
Yeah,
and then it's got the Geiger counter up on the top. I hope I'm describing this correctly. And what it has additionally is what's that dildo like thing?
It's a wand pointer to use with the shovel. When you locate something, you get Michael to get down on the hands and knees and use the pointer wand to zero in on it.
Yeah. It's cool.
Geiger counter, it's not detecting radiation, but
no,
I think
goes,
what you
but
mean
it goes metal. It detects metal by going beep beep beep.
Does it? It's only beep. Does it have like
metal.
A needle on it too, like a almost a potentiometer, so it shows it, or is it just audio?
No, it shows how strong the signal is, and it'll tell you what kind of metal it is too.
Cool.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah. I haven't seen it. My son stole it right away.
Well, you got to go out there and bury Michael's stuff in the backyard and let him go find it.
I expect you to find a buttload of diamond rings at the beach. I mean, that's what happens.
And that sells me right there. I mean, I'll take him down there because we'll be up at the crack of dawn. I think we're planning on going out there Sunday. We're going to go out Sunday morning early. And,
yep, 6 a.m.
Go,
get out there.
Yep.
It's not hot yet.
Exactly. And go to a well-traveled beach. And and pick up things you can eat.
And don't
That's
forget, Mike. Don't forget the pirate culture down there,
right?
And you will hear from across the beach when Michael yells, "Dad, doubloons!"
Oh my God!
And,
can you imagine?
And cocaine bales are famously clamped together with metal bands.
Famously,
so, there you go.
Tripp, is there anything we can do for you while you're not camera
ready? Hi. I just wanted to say hi, and that the weather's getting miserable. But as they say, that the flowers in bloom are like sweet perfume deep in the heart of Texas.
There you go. Our favorite Texan, Tripp Affleck. Thank you very much.
All right.
We appreciate that, Tripp.
Hall of Famer Tripp Affleck, Mike.
Hall of Famer. All listener right. Hall of so Fame. TMOS.
We need another blackjack listener. Player.
All right. We're looking for another blackjack player.
How about Eric?
Eric, how are you, my friend? Where are you calling from?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
I'm calling from right outside Winchester, Virginia.
Before we get to you, would you be willing to linger longer and play a little hand of blackjack or two?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, again, like the other caller or videoer, whatever you want to call them, I'm not a great blackjack player either, but I will try my best.
All right, Did we wake you?
How about we start with Eric and Nate playing with you guys?
So you want to do okay? So the four of us will play.
Right. So let me switch over to the blackjack table.
All right. And Josh is the dealer. All right. There's
Hi,
Eric.
Everybody.
A lot of Rob.
I don't see
a lot of Rob. This is nice.
Did we lose Nate?
Nope, I just haven't brought him onto the table yet.
Okay. Oh, look at this. This is fun.
There we go.
This is so
cool. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Look, Josh left a certain career to do this. Now I'm beginning to see why. Yeah. How much fun are you having setting this stuff up? The ideas you probably had for a while. This is too much fun. This is great.
It's great. Like I told you before, this is very similar to the setup I was looking at casinos this weekend.
Right,
all right. You're the name person, so we've got we've got Nate to you that's first,
right,
and then Rob, then me, and let's then Eric from Winchester.
Okay,
it's Winchester, Virginia, right, Eric?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you get any tornadic activity yesterday?
No, nothing.
Okay, there we go. All right, here we go.
You are a blabbermouth.
Relax, Mike.
You know. I mean, look what we're trying to manage here. Look what I'm trying to do. I'm simply trying to make it. What's that? What's he putting down there?
Oh, it's the trackpad. I'm getting out of my way so I can lay cards out.
All right. So, maybe we'll all beat the dealer. Let's see what happens. Go ahead and deal, Josh.
Seven for Nate. I pull an ace. Nine for Mike. Nine for Eric. 17 for Nate. Six or 16, 17, 13, dealer shows a two.
So it's a two. Nate. What do you want to do, Nate?
I'll hit.
On 17.
Ooh, a gamble, a hard 17, and he hits.
That's 23.
Damn. I'm sorry, that breaks. You're out.
That's too
and
much.
And by the way, when you're out, you're out. That's
oh, yeah.
The way it
oh,
works.
Bye, Nate.
Are we able to eliminate him right away, or do you have to wait to
Oh, he's
that?
Gone.
He's gone.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I mean, shoot.
That's what you do.
That's amazing.
And by the way, you know what? We asked Nate if he had anything before we deal with Eric. Eric, was there a reason you called it? Is there anything you wanted to do calling in on the portal? Because if you took the time, I don't want to jip you out of that opportunity.
No. I just wanted to say hi, guys. I'm one of the guys who I wrote into the mailbag this week about the music question. So it was really refreshing.
Oh, that's a
cool
good question.
That.
Yeah.
Look, we have the answers.
Our following is loyal. Our following is we're like a family here, and it's people like Eric that participate and make this thing work. And so I'll take this opportunity, just in case you lose your hand, to express my gratitude to you. But let's go to Bobo Spiewak, right. Who is disciplining himself tremendously right now.
I haven't been called Bobo in years. With the dealer showing a two, I stick on 16.
Oh, then you haven't been on the other group.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So you got a stick?
Yes.
Did I inadvertently call you a name you hate? I just want to make
No, no. I don't hate it. It's just it's one from years past. Mike, 17 to you.
I got a stick on a hard 17 with the dealer showing it
to me. All right, Eric, you got 11.
To you, Eric.
I'll hit.
No, 13.
Oh, yeah.
13. I'll hit on that anyway.
Poor Matt.
Hopefully it's not a face card.
Thanks for the help, brother. That's
and
good.
You're out.
23.
Oh, all right. Eric, thank you very much.
Good seeing you guys.
Thanks for joining us.
You guys are sounding great. Thank you.
Look who's left. And here's the best part.
Yes.
If Rob or I lose our hands, we leave the show.
No. For good.
All right. Rob, but he's still.
I get it. Rob's got it's a little blurry right now. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, six or six.
And so we're both sticking. Let's see what the dealer has.
I got four.
Four.
14.
Come on.
19.
I'm out.
Oh, you're both out.
I lose.
We're both out.
Dealer wins. Everybody at the table loses.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
That's such a shame.
Let's bring a couple more in.
Let's do this. I'm having fun. This is great. I'm really enjoying myself. And when you bring him in, are they going to come in over their cards? Is that the way it's going to happen?
There we go.
All right, we have Ian Reynard. And Ian, where are you calling from?
I am calling from the Champ Makerspace in Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio, home of the wonderful NFL Hall of Fame and home of some wonderful athletes in and of itself. And what can we do for you in Canton? Or did you just want to play cards?
I just wanted to play cards and say hi.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Ian, we appreciate that. Let's bring in one of your... And by the way, Ian, if you last, I mean, you could last the whole show as this goes on. We go to Chris from the great mountain state of Vermont. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Gentlemen, good to talk to you. This is cool.
I see a set of electric drums back there. Are you a drummer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great.
I'm primarily a guitar player, but I did start playing drums about 5 years ago. And I've been doing some deep dives with Buddy Rich lately. So
that's awesome.
Pretty
that's
exciting.
I had a text exchange, Chris, today with my friend Colonel Michael Colburn. He of the Marine Band for years and years up in Burlington, Vermont. He's retired to the state of Vermont now, and I had to share with Michael Colburn that my son, because he's going into fifth grade next year, had to pick an instrument. And the instrument that he has chosen and they have chosen for him, I think I mentioned it briefly. Did I mention it on the show, Rob?
No,
or did I say
not
it
at
off
all.
Here?
I don't think so.
This is an odd one. This is a very strange instrument, but he's chosen it. The bassoon.
I was going to say that as a joke. He really is getting the bassoon?
He will be playing the bassoon. And God knows, I know nothing about it.
Is he the first O'Mara to play a woodwind?
You know what? What Michael Colburn told me is that if he sticks with it enough to where he can become proficient in the bassoon, that there are scholarship dollars available.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Even if he's not in a music program. You're aware of something like that, Chris?
Oh, I know when I was in the Army National Guard years ago, there were people who, got automatic promotions just because they played instruments and joined the Army band.
That's awesome. I love it. That's fantastic.
Cool.
Ian in Ohio and Chris in Vermont, are you ready to play another hand of blackjack?
I am ready.
Yes.
Josh All right. Rocha, let Here the cards go. Fly. Here we go.
Four, seven, four, and six. Chris has four and six for 10. Ian has 17. Mike has two fours. Rob shows 16. Dealer shows 5.
Now, let me just say that while we're playing blackjack, because Rob's running commentary, Rob is assisting the visually impaired so that they can enjoy this program. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Mike. And I'm proud to be a part of the solution.
And I'm proud to be an American. let's go to, tremendous advantage. We go to Chris from Vermont. What do you want
Showing
to
do, 10.
Boy, this is tough, but I'm going to go ahead and hit.
13,
a decision to make.
Ooh. Dealer shows
hit me.
Hit me. Oh, he's gambling.
Okay.
You're going. Oh,
23.
I'm sorry, Chris. Good
well,
luck.
I call
with
it
your,
gambling.
Good luck with your music career.
Yes.
My favorite part.
Lots of time to play drums as he disappears.
You never know when we're throwing these ideas around in the pre-show. We never know. The fact that when they lose, they're out is a joy.
It
I don't know
joy.
Why. Let's go to Ian, who is showing a hard 17 against the dealer's 5.
I got to stay on a hard 17, Mike.
I think that's smart, Absolutely. Ian. Well played. Mike, you have two fours.
This would not be a split situation, no matter what I was doing. So
no,
I will simply take a card on my heart 8.
So Mike is now, he is 19. At 19.
I will hold on the 19. I will stick
I will stick on 16 because the dealer is showing a 5.
Let's see what the dealer has.
Dealer's got
the dealer,
14.
14 and
17.
17.
He sticks. I'm out of here.
Rob's
two.
It's
Mike,
a push
you
for
win,
Ian.
And Ian pushes. So.
And Bush, Ian, you get to stay here. You get look at that, Ian. Hey, look at how happy Ian is. I love this. This is making me very happy today. I could live out my days doing this every day on the show. If there was real money on the line, it would be even more fun. Jesus Christ, I'm having a good time.
Someday,
right now.
Mike. Someday.
And if people are having trouble getting on. As we kick people off, that opens up slots. So just try the link again.
Mm-hmm. So please be patient. We appreciate your patience. Let's bring in our next contestant.
We're going to try to bring Jill in. She currently does not have her camera on.
Got to have your cameras on. We'd like
there
to see
There we go.
Hi, Jill. How
Hello.
Are you?
She's muted.
You're muted currently, Jill.
Oh, you're muted. Hey, she's got her cards. She's
got
the TM voice
code.
Oh, you rock,
that's awesome.
Jill.
I'm so excited.
What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm in the Tampa area, Palm Harbor.
Just up the road. Fantastic. Congratulations on that, fellow Floridian. Thank you for purchasing the TMOS Don't Get Happy Society cards. We appreciate that. Are you a card player, or did you just support the show?
I just love the show.
Oh, God bless you. We appreciate
that. Thank you, Jill.
And before we get the next hand underway, is there anything you'd like to deal with before we start the card dealing?
No, I'm just excited to be here, excited to play.
I hope you linger. I hope you linger longer. I really do. Let's deal the cards, Josh Rocha. Here we go.
She shows an 8, a 9, a queen, and a 7. Jill has 18, 11 for Ian. Mike shows 20. Rob shows 17.
See what
the dealer, or are you just going to keep us in suspense? Dealer shows a 2.
I like our chances. Ooh. Looks like everybody might be hanging in for the next hand. This is great.
So 18 to you, Jill.
I'm going to stay.
Good. 11 to you, Ian. It'd be a wonderful chance to double down.
You got to hit.
Okay. That's 21. And that's
our first 21. Our first. And listen, we have to give Ian something. Let's give Carla. You know what Carla would say? No, we don't. No, we don't.
We've got stickers. We've got things we can get out.
We'll get a prize to you for the first. Anybody who gets a 21 gets some swag.
I'm looking
TMOS.
In my desk right now. Would you be interested in a firework?
Is that a black cat? Is that an M80?
This is an M5000. It's a little stronger than an M80.
What is that doing in your desk?
Well, you might need it someday. I have it with a book of matches from Dadgrass. I also have rosebud matches, if you like the wooden matches. I have poker chips. Anything you find interesting, let me know. A box cutter. I got
an
adapter.
Anything useful in there?
No.
I have one of Carla's old date books.
Are you in it?
I don't know what's happening with that.
Oh,
all right,
I know what we can send him, Mike. A box of chalk.
Yeah, very exciting. So, Ian, it sounds to me like an amazing prize package will be coming your way.
Yes. Send me your address as soon as you lose.
I'm going to stick on the 20 and to Rob Spiewak. Right
I will
now.
Stay on 17 with the dealer showing a 2.
All right, dealer's got 6.
16.
21.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Jill. I am so sorry. Ian stays. Jill is gone. Thank you up in Tampa for listening and supporting the show. We appreciate that. I think it's a good time for a break. We'll take a break now.
I forgot we're doing a show.
Yeah, we're doing a real show.
We
have to do that. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more calls on the TMOS portal, more rounds of blackjack. And this is great. We found something for people to do. So they don't have to try to be funny. We'll take a break and continue with the TMOS Portal show. And there's a link in the chat group that's up if you want to join us for that. We'll be right back, everybody. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
So much sun out there, don't you want to protect your ink? Listen to me. If you have some killer tats, you need Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos.
Yes.
Their hero product, it's the Tattoo Bomb. Josh uses that, and Julia uses that also.
Oh.
It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And as I'm doing this commercial, I'm calling back a Rob joke, and I've got to maintain my composure here.
What joke?
It's the roller coaster joke. It's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob, Julia is loving it. Am I right about
that? She loves it. And you know what? She is at a place now where she's spending a lot of time outside in the summertime. She's in Richmond. It's a very outdoor-type city. And all of her tats are protected, because she spends a lot of money on them, with this great stuff from Mad Rabbit. She's delighted.
Tattoo sunscreen, soothing gel, tattoo lotion, and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you will receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. TMOS25. That's the one you want to use at madrabbit.com. Use our promo code TMOS25. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. We are opening up the TMOS portal today. Let's go to our next person who's joining us. This is Tyler. And Tyler, where are you logging in from, Tyler?
I'm logging in from our 911 center here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas, the tornado capital of the Little Apple out
Crab
there.
Crab Apple.
You know, I'm wondering who's getting more tattoos, more tornadoes this season, whether it's Rob's Leesburg or in Kansas. Rob, you got it was a big deal the other
night,
right?
It nearly hit us. It stayed on the other side of the Potomac pretty much, but we did get noticeable hail and big thunderstorms last night. We were in a tornado watch last evening, so we're lucky that we dodged it, yeah.
I had one go through my backyard a month and a half ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's getting warmer,
all the houses that back up to me.
That's amazing. Tyler, what can we do for you out there in Kansas before we start your blackjack hand here?
Not much. Just wanted to call in, say hi. My dad and I have been listening since the old days. And,
that's awesome.
I actually did call the Yak Shack. I've been on before. And it was under the guise of coming on to thank you guys for your suggestion of KiwiCo. But then it was actually just to have my 7-year-old daughter say F you, Rob, on the air.
That's it.
Strangely, I remember that. How about
that? Yeah, Mike actually called me out at the end of that. He said, how long do you think he rehearsed that 7-year-old? I just wanted to clear that up. It was about 5 hours.
That's awesome. I love that. I love kids, especially when they're being bad. all right, let's see. So far, Ian is
Tyler has
ass.
An ace, all a queen right. for Ian, 8, and a king for me. On 20 or 20 and 14 for Mike, 18 for Rob. Dealer shows a 10.
All right. Well,
do we get insurance?
No, we don't do insurance.
No, we. But you know what? The one thing, as I'm always saying, and by the way, you know what? I've done this little thing a long time. All right, and we've done all sorts of weird radio stuff, and we've done weird stuff on this show, on the podcast. But you know. Rob, you gotta give a tip of the hat to old Mr. Soroka there.
100%. I watched this thing develop, and when our pictures appeared above our cards, it's like being on ESPN.
Yeah.
Now it's World Series of podcasting.
I told you. Any ideas? Yes.
Yes, we can figure it out. It's fantastic. Let's go to the dealing right there. I kind of know what
all right, Tyler, you are showing a 9 and an 8, so that's 20 or 10. Your choice. Okay,
he's
he stays
stick
with
on
20.
That.
20 to Ian.
Stay on 20 as well.
Red hot.
Mike has
red
a 14 hot. Against a king.
I got to take the hit on my 14. Let's see what happens.
15.
Got to go again. Got to do it again. That's the standard.
16.
Oh,
way to go,
God.
Mike. You're
what
making
kind of
enemies
shuffle
left and
is
right.
This? What kind of shuffle? My
16
God.
And two aces. Boo.
I'm going to. Oh, this is the moment here. Look at how eager Josh is. Calm down. All right. I got to think for a second here.
No, Ian's the happy one now.
Rob. Yes. Rob, what would you do?
You can't. I mean, you can't hit to 16, really. You can't.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay on the 16.
And I'm going to stay on 18 and get ready to lose again.
All right, here we go.
Dealers has 16. And that's a bust. Yes, everybody wins. Yay!
That means Tyler, Ian, and the two show principals get to stay in during this segment right here. Oh, by the way, one little thing I wanted to say. I'm going to work in some of the show stuff while we're here. My son has taken to duping me. That's his latest
fun thing.
Yeah,
you teased this yesterday. What did he do to you?
Yesterday, we're driving along, and he says to me, Dad, I can't believe it. They found that plane. I said, what do you mean that plane? He said, that Malaysia plane. I said, what, you mean Malaysia Airlines? He said, yeah. I said, Flight 370? Yeah, they found Flight 370. And then he just went on, and I said, oh, I'm going to check that out when I get home. So later on that evening, this is hours later, I hop online to check it out, and there's nothing there. And he comes walking through. I said, was that, that was a fake story. And he, you know what he says to me? He says, I know. I knew it was a face. I said, what, you were just playing with me? He said, yeah. And he
laughs. Not even a punchline?
No, not even a punchline, you know?
I like that he just leaves you hanging there all day.
Yeah. But a couple hours from now, I'm going to be watching him sweat in the 94-degree heat.
Mike, it doesn't go away.
He's going to hit you with one of those stories as you're getting on the air, and you're going to come on here and tell us something fake.
Yeah.
You know me well. I would do that for sure. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say, it doesn't get any better. Occasionally, I'll call my mom, and I'll say, da-da-da-da, and she'll say, you're lying, aren't you? I say, yeah. I just lie to her sometimes.
Just for fun?
Yeah, just for fun. And then sometimes after a long conversation, I say, can you believe we've gone this long without me lying to you?
This is amazing. Oh, my God.
I haven't heard of such a thing.
You know, it's fun. I'll tell you this.
Right now on the Mike O'Mara Portal Show on this Thursday afternoon, Eastern Time, we are combining two of my great loves. Of course, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, Mike.
And gambling. Now, both at the same time.
Now, Mike, we have a full table. Would you like a listener to take yours or Rob's spot?
You know what? You're the producer. If you think that that would be I can stay on the show, I would love to give up one slot to the show. And let's play one hand between Rob and me. And whoever, just deal two cards. Whoever has the best blackjack hand on the initial deal will stay in the game, and the other guy has to sit on the sidelines.
Okay, let's just move on then. And instead of when we kick people out, if it's you two, you go to the corner.
Okay, so we get kicked out too. I love that. That's perfect. That's exactly how we'll do it. Okay, let's deal again. Tyler, Ian, and Mike, and Rob.
Oh, 4 for Tyler, 10 for Ian, Jack for Mike, 5 for Rob. That's 12, 13, 18, 6 or 16, and the dealer shows a queen.
It may be the end of the Ian run.
Keep in mind, Ian, if you win one more hand, you get to be our newsman.
All right, let's go.
I have a full-time job already.
Oh, see, he's turned us down. Let's go to Tyler. Go ahead. What do you want to do, Tyler?
Got
to
hit it.
Hitting on 12, 17.
17.
We'll go ahead and stay with 17.
Stay with 17.
Okay,
good
13
call.
To Ian against a queen.
An easy hit.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hit. Let's see. Oh.
22. That was easy.
So sorry. Ian, it's been real. It was a great run, but we got to say goodbye. I love the waving here. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to stick on the 18.
I have to hit 6 or 16.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what he's got.
That would be 12. Hit me. 20. And that's 20. I'll stay on 20.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it, Josh.
And I got
20. It's a push.
He pushes. I'll see you. I'm going to go to the sidelines now, and we're going to let
Do you have a dunce camp?
We're going to let two other listeners come in with old Tyler. Josh.
No, Tyler lost. He's gone.
Oh, Tyler's gone, too.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in three players right now, all right? And I will sit on the sidelines. Let's bring our next people through the portal. We have Steve Mermelstein. We have Dave from Alaska, and taking my spot is Ben. Let's start with Mermelstein, who's put up a picture. Steve, how are you, sir?
Great, and you?
Where are you calling from, my friend?
Vermont.
Another Vermonter. This has been a long time.
Mike, Steve Mermelstein in the days of yore.
You remember, I'm having trouble with it.
Yeah, yes. He was a co-host of Omericast.
Oh, that with Marcus Serta, right?
Yeah, and Steve also had...
We've had a teary reunion with Marcus Serta recently.
Have we?
Yeah.
He did reach out.
On the drinking show, he reached out, and I contacted him personally, and I like it when things go like that. That makes me very, very happy.
Steve had an untoward attraction to Katie Powers von Herman. He liked her a lot.
Mermelstein, is there anything we can do for you?
I just wanted to say how much more I'm enjoying the show now without the scab picker, and I...
We don't want to end up...
Love everything you're doing.
The thing is, the nature of this business is to, divide. And I have to say, and by the way, Steve, thanks for putting me in an awkward position right at the beginning of jumping in on the show. I appreciate that. I have to say, no matter how things end, I don't discount all of the years that I've worked with people, and Oscar is no exception to that. We had some wonderful times, some wonderful moments, and some wonderful years, and that's the way I feel about Oscar. I will always be fond of Oscar, and that's just the way it goes. Am I sad and bummed and hurt and pissed the way things ended? Of course I am.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in wiping that away. I just don't believe that. I think that's total BS, and I'm not going to do that here. Let's go to Dave in Alaska. Dave, is there anything we can do for you before we play cards?
I just want that M5000.
All right.
Oh, the firework?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He wants the firework.
Ben Hope, yeah. Mike, also.
Let's go to Ben. Ben, where are you calling from?
I'm currently at work at NOAA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring, the original location, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Is there anything you wanted to say before we start the card dealing, Ben?
Mike, you look great.
He's the first one as I pull the T-shirt down over my man teats. Let's deal the cards and see how they run. Let's go.
Dave gets a jack. Steve with a 10, an ace for Ben, a 2 for Rob, typical. Dave shows 16, 14, blackjack for Ben, 3 or 13, and dealer shows a 3.
All right.
16 to Ben, I'm sorry, to Dave against a 3.
I'm going to hold at 16.
All right, holding on at 16. Let's go to Mermelstein.
14 against a 3, Steve.
I guess I'll have to hit.
All right, he's going
to
hit.
Hits to 14. 19. Well played.
Sorry. Did you hear that? All right. And then 21. We've got another 21, another prize winner.
That's
another
right. Prize Ben, winner. Do you have a prize you'd like?
I guess that's a no. Let's go to Rob Spiewak.
Okay. I hit 3 to 13. I'll hit, please. So that's 21. That's good for me.
Wow. Good for you. Rob gets a prize.
I get to keep my firework. Hey, if this goes well, I'll set that off inside the house at the end of the show.
13 for Soroka.
In your desk.
Yeah. 13.
All right.
22. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Congratulations. That means everybody gets to stay. Let's deal another hand. And this is exciting.
Exciting. For people that are just listening, you're really missing out on something, including the fact that Mike is in the tiniest square in the corner.
Oh, hi.
You know what? If we were doing the show on like PBS, you would be the guy doing sign language.
How come Josh's screen is bigger than my screen?
He's the producer.
Yeah, there you go.
I left that little corner big enough to put multiple people in the corner.
This is awesome. I love it. I love that you're Rob talking just and dealing at the same time.
Yeah, I got to lose. Mike, I got to lose. It's just, I'm hit by the lucky stick.
Okay.
As always.
Let's go. Here
all right,
go.
Dave gets a... As we deal...
Hello? Did we lose Josh for a second there? Josh, can you hear us?
Back? Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
You're back.
All right. Yeah. Looks like my internet dropped for a moment.
Okay.
Right.
A lot going on today.
Dave with a 5, Steve with a 3, Ben with a 3, Rob with an 8. And now Dave, 15, Steve, 12, 13 for Ben, and 18 for Rob. Dealer shows a king.
To Dave.
I'm going to have to hit.
All right.
Hits to 15. And that's 20.
Ooh, a lucky pull for our friend from Alaska, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll stay with 20.
That's probably a good move.
That's 12 to Steve. I love it with such a tough decision process for you, Dave.
Steve, 12.
Hit me hard.
Oh, hit baby. Hard. 17.
17.
I'll
take a card, Steve.
Okay. 13 to Ben.
Hit me.
17 to Ben.
Hit me.
Oh, a gambler.
17.
I'm so sorry. Bye, Ben.
Bye. Thank you.
Ben's got to go back to work. He committed suicide there.
That hope you had a good time. I'll stay on 18.
There we go. Stay on 18. Let's see what Josh has.
Josh has a king and a...
And a bad internet connection today.
Yeah. And a 19. Oh, 19. That means we have... Steve, you lose. And I've already lost. And that's a loss. Yeah. Only... Oh, hold it. No, Dave won. Yeah, oh, because you moved the yeah, Dave, you win, you get to stay. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Steve. Steve, thank you. Continue our the support. We appreciate it. Bye, Steve Marblestein. There he goes. All right.
Mike, you're back in.
I get to play again?
You're back in.
No, we're bringing Doug Carlson, a loyalist from way back in on the show. Whoa. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It's how are you enjoying our portal show today?
This is fantastic. I don't usually watch live.
All right.
Oh, this is
good.
Fun. Cool.
Yeah, this is worthwhile. Is
great. I love it.
It's worthwhile to do that. All right, we're up on we're going to have a break after this hand. I want to alert the affiliates.
Yeah, send it on down the line, Mike. This is not the first time I've gambled with Doug. He's lucky. He's a lucky
Yeah, Doug's
fella.
Come to our live shows. I know mm-hmm. Doug's face very well and a tremendous supporter of our show. And, you know, when we reconvene at some point, hopefully, with mm-hmm. a live show, we'll have to tell the committee that, Rob. We'll have to
well, Mike,
alert
now that
the
we've
committee.
Got the portal, we don't need a live show.
Yeah, we can be shut-ins, which is what we've always wanted
That's
to be.
That's what we've always desired.
Shut-ins. All right, let's deal.
Okay. Doug gets a 10, Dave with a 3, Rob with an ace and a queen for Mike. That's 12, 5, double aces, 18 for Mike, and the dealer shows a 2.
All right.
So you're showing 12, Doug.
Oh, Doug, before you get a card here, is there anything else you wanted to say before you may break?
Not particularly. I happen to just love the new format of the show. I think it's spectacular growth.
Thank you, man.
Wow,
I appreciate
nice.
That. That's very, very nice. And I'm enjoying. Well, look at this. I'm dancing today. This is so much fun. All right, let's give Doug a card right now, Josh.
Okay, hits to 12, 22. Doug, it was so nice having you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
We got the compliment in before you split. Bye, pal. Thank you.
And he's right. gone. Then 5 to Dave.
I'll take a hit.
Nice. 15 Ooh. Against 12.
I'm going to stay at 15.
He's going to stay at 15.
All I know it doesn't make any difference, but I've got to split the aces.
Yeah, and we're not going to double anything, but you have to split the cards.
Okay.
Here. All right.
So that's 7 or 17. Hey, thanks, Josh.
Now you get to play both hands, though.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on 17. Hit me to the 4 or 14. 14, hit. 24 is too many.
But you get to hang with your 17 and stay in the game if you
Thank
can.
You.
I'll stick on my 18, Josh.
Okay, dealer shows 6.
12.
And 12. And 18.
18. All right. I
get to go to the corner.
That's right. Rob goes to the corner, and Doug is Dave from Alaska. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for listening to us up in the Great White North. We appreciate it. Let's bring in now. We get to bring in 3 more people. Is that? I got to take a break.
We're going
to
take
a break.
Right?
Take a break and let people hop on while during the break.
And I got to get over to the corner.
If they want to come in on the live stream and play the cards and chat with us, the link is in the comments on YouTube. Link up with us and come in, and we will take a short break. And when we come back, more fun with the cards, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing it like an octopus, and I've got 2 buttons to push, and I'm taking my time. Okay, everybody. I've mentioned it. I read the letter. I know that I'm not Twiggy, but I know that I have lost over 80 pounds.
Timely.
And I've never felt better. And now it's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices, faster shipping. DermGlowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered straight to your door. It's the real deal, and no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Real results, real fast, and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. And now, ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She is standing by, and she's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go. Rob, let's I think go. We ought to do a roundtable before we go on with the
Do you want to do the roundtable? You've got the new theme.
I've got the new theme of the roundtable, and I think we'll do that. Josh, are we able to do that and then go back to the card room? Can we do it that way? Of course we can. He is the can-do man, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. The roundtable now. Brought to you by Round. Great shape.
Round.
Very good. We start today on our first story with dairy-loving daredevils. That's not the story I have. This is
what?
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on. I'm doing the best I can.
You got really nowhere else to go.
I got nowhere else to go. We start today on the roundtable with something you may not have known about Jake Gyllenhaal. Or is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
It's Smith, isn't it?
All right. Since he was 6 years old, I bet you didn't know this, he's legally blind.
What?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, legally blind. He's been that all his life. His vision is 20 over 1250.
That's Mr. Magoo territory.
Since he was 6 years old, he's had to wear either intensive corrective lenses or Coke bottle glasses to see. He even used to have a lazy eye, but it corrected itself. It's still not all that bad. He says, quote, "I like to think it's advantageous. I've never known anything else. When I can't see in the morning before I put my glasses on, it's a place where I can be with myself." Jake has even used his blindness at work. Like when he was filming the 2015 movie Southpaw, he removed his lenses for a scene where his character finds out his wife has died in order to force himself to listen more closely. And he discussed this at a press conference. We have a clip from the just an audio clip from he's taking the stage at the press conference right now.
All right.
Sorry. That's just cheap. That's just...
I think it's actually pretty lucky for him because he doesn't have to see his own movies.
We are not nice people. The universe just hasn't felt right since Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman split up. I know you and I have talked about it, Rob. They're still on good terms.
They compliment each other.
Not enough for me. It's also not enough for Danny. Sources say he wants her back, but he's afraid to ask. Here's the quote. He consults her on important decisions. They spend holidays and birthdays and even anniversaries together. He's very coy and cautious on the subject, and the last thing he wants to do is make it awkward and fall at Rhea's feet. The source adds, if she wanted to move back in to make a go of things, he'd be back in a flash, but there's a feeling among their friends that Danny's too chicken to make the first move.
I tell you what Rhea should do. She should go after Jake Gyllenhaal. And say, look at me,
I'm
pretty.
You want to pronounce that name again? Do you want to
Gyllenhaal. Okay. What is it?
And this is an abbreviated version of the roundtable because I want to get back to playing cards.
Okay, I understand.
And I'm just, I'm so aware of the naysayers out there that I actually, when we're moving along like this, I actually process by osmosis. People saying, and then he did that news thing in the middle of the great da-da-da-da. I'm thinking that right now. So here it is. Finally today, who allegedly ran naked down the aisle of a plane in the middle of a flight has been arrested, Rob.
Thank God.
Australian officers said the man knocked over an attendant, that'd be a flight attendant, during his sprint flight from Perth to Melbourne. And he forced the plane to turn around and return to Perth. Police detained him, and he was transferred, as they say in all those foreign countries, transferred to hospital for assessment, where he remains. It is unclear how or where the passenger removed his clothes. He has been ordered to appear in court on 14 June and has not been formally charged. Passengers on the flight to Melbourne were given free cocktails but complained that they all tasted like ass. Thank you. We go.
If we break here, we can do an extended segment of Blackjack when we return.
We'll do an extended segment when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls, your video portal calls, and also we will be playing some cards because, I'm a degenerate. That's just the way it goes. All right? That's how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Summertime is hot time, sweaty time, thirsty time, rehydration time. Hot weather requires extraordinary time for hydration time. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single shtick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret? Hydroscience, LIV Hydroscience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and I love it. Tear, pour, live more. One stick, 16 ounces of water, hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Josh, do we have people that are standing by in the queue to join us right now?
Do you want the answer to that question?
Yeah,
or do you want to go on to the to your bucket list item?
Oh, the bucket list. Oh, we should get to that
before the
show. All
right,
so let's. I think we got to make it clear. We got to make it clear that we're having a little technical glitch with that, and we want to make sure if you want to join us on the live stream today, if you want to join us in the portal, this is a new thing for everybody.
Yep.
It's am I looking at it right there on the right? Is that what it is? There.
It's a, yeah. Yep. It's a StreamYard link that I have posted in the YouTube chat.
Okay, so if you want to do that, we want to play cards with you. Come back and do that for us. And right. The good news is that it's working. We will do it again. We're excited about it, and I'm sorry we burned through that many listeners at first. And if you want to get in, just let me know as soon as we got a portal person that's ready to join us, Josh. We'll jump in on that. I do have a particular bucket list item that I wanted to share with you.
You came to the show with this without telling me a thing about it.
This is something that I want to do. I want to go there. Look. I was talking to a lady who is traveling this summer, and she's going to Ireland, and it just made me wax nostalgic mm-hmm. for trips I've had overseas before. But I've also concluded, being down here, whether it's Miami, Tampa, Fort Myers, wherever I am, it is butt hard to get places quickly from the Sunshine State. In fact, it sucks. It really does suck.
There's no airline hub down there. I mean, that's where people stop.
I thought Miami went everywhere. Foolishly, stupidly, I thought Miami
goes to Miami. Doesn't go to places.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't work that way. And it's really, really frustrating. But if I ever manage to pull, and it's expensive, like everything is nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically they get to go, we stay here. But, you know, I'll tell you something. Orlando is beautiful in the summer. Really looking forward to it.
The mistake a lot of people make, don't go in the wintertime because it gets chilly. You want to go in the summer.
When it's the surface of the sun. That's
exactly.
The way we should do it. But there's something I want to do. And this concerns something that happened on May 24th. And it is, let me see if I've got the correct pronunciation here. It's Gloucestershire in England. And it is I want to see this so bad. Mm. I've seen the videos of it. It is the annual cheese rolling race. This is a legitimate
item. Seen the video of this, yeah,
on my bucket list. The 24th, that's when they did it. Competitors run, slide, tumble down a near vertical incline in an effort to catch up with a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese. That is a semi. That is a semi-hard cheese, renowned for its strong and savory flavor. The rough and ready race is notoriously dangerous. Bumps and bruises. Americans have participated in it.
I've seen some amazing headers taken. It's scary.
And in their British way, they said the emergency services did not attend this year's event, but said they would respond to call-outs. So I guess if somebody dislocates a shoulder or breaks a femur, they have to wait a while before the ambulance gets here. Right. So
it's all in the name of cheese.
Would you like to
Mike?
See some video?
If you haven't seen what this looks like, this is truly something special. And take a look at the people that do this. I want to go. There's the cheese.
I see the cheese.
They are just out of control.
I mean, they immediately fall. Immediately they fall. And the slide.
That's the cheese getter. He's the guy that, that
cheese
got it right
getter.
There. Yeah. So a few competitors managed to stay on their feet all the way down. It is 200 yards, and I want to go. So that's on my bucket list. That's what I wanted to share with
you. Do you get
to
keep the cheese if you catch it?
I'm sure you do. I am sure you do. All right. So
great.
Let's see if we can get somebody back on the portal right now and do some card playing.
All right.
Let's see who's available for us right now.
Let's see who we've
got. As we reopen the portal. Hey, let's give us verbally. Can we give the portal out? Can we give that link, please? Is it StreamYard.com?
It's a, yeah, and then a bunch of letters and symbols. And
okay, so it's not easy to do that.
Not easy today. Maybe next time we'll get
next time we'll put that up.
Mike, it is StreamYard.com/S5EKRFUDAM.
Let's go to Johnny Johnny Dullard. That might be an alias. Absolutely. And Johnny, where are you calling us from?
I'm from good old Virginia, right where you guys started.
All right.
Good for you. What town do you call home?
I'm in Herndon.
Yes, you
are. I'm the guy taking Rob to see ELO.
Oh, okay. Oh. I didn't recognize you because your window was super small.
Okay. All right.
No problem.
That's great. And Johnny, you a big ELO fan?
A big fan of a lot of bands and stuff, but that seems like a bucket list thing since like they've never come here ever, and that's probably the last time we're going to see him. So,
well,
you should tell Mike the most recent concert you went to.
Oh, my boy Ray Stevens. I found myself in the middle of Tennessee. Yeah, I sent Rob an email on that because it was quite an experience. It was a little weird, but it was a little bit great too. I'm glad it was done. Box checked.
Yeah,
Ray Stevens. Yeah, hello. That's
Santa Claus is watching you.
Oh God, Ray Stevens. Let me just say this: since you are going to technically be dating.
Yeah,
Rob Spiewak. You know, I'd love to have you back on the show after the date's over and tell us how it went, if you score or not.
All right, Mike.
Sounds good.
Guys like guys that put out, but they don't marry them.
Yeah, but you like a good concert, and you get all buttery when you go. Let's say hi to Richard. Richard, I can hardly see your face, but where are you calling from, my friend?
I'm in Canada, a little place.
Boo! Stop it. Stop. You treat our Canadian guests with the utmost respect, Rob Spiewak, please.
He's hacking us right now.
What part of that wonderful country are you calling us from, Richard?
I'm 3 hours away from Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay.
With about 2 days' drive to Toronto.
So you're out in the sticks.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's got to be nicer than Toronto.
You didn't. Oh, well, hold on. Oh, wait a minute. We've got something for Monday's show. We'll have to address the whole Toronto thing. What, Josh Soroka, your time in Canada, not what you expected?
I shared before way too much secondhand marijuana.
Okay.
And I don't expect to be walking down the street and hear another guy yell, "I just stepped in human poop."
Okay. All right. Well, this man lives out in the sticks in Moose Country.
Yeah, that sounds a lot nicer.
And I know you don't want to mention the town's name. That's cool. What would be the? I'll give you this one, Richard. What would be the oddest town name? You know, one of those weirdo Canadian names that's close to you, like Moose Jaw or something like that.
Kekabeka Falls.
There we go. You gave me what I wanted, pal. Is there anything we can do for you before we start dealing the cards?
I just want to play cards with you.
All right. Now, check the link. That's my job to make sure everybody, if you want to join us before the show ends, we are slowly but surely running out of time on the show. Please check the link out. Get the link. Line up. Get in the queue. And you can play cards, too. Are you ready, boys? Johnny, did you have any other questions before we moved on? Johnny Dullard.
I don't think he's replying because that's not his real name. He's not recognized. Right.
I'm good, sir. I'm good.
All right. You're good. Let's deal.
All right, go. Richard pulls a 2, Johnny with a 5, Rob with a locked up screen. Oh, Rob with an 8, Mike with a 6, 2 and an ace, 12, 12, 9, and dealer shows a 3. You have 3 or 13, Richard, against a 3.
Hit me.
Hit me? Okay, that is 12 against a 3.
Richard.
Hit me again.
Okay, 12 and... That's 13 and another great use of an ace.
You want to take a card?
No.
Okay, he stays with 13.
He'll stick.
12 to you, sir.
Yeah, hit me. Give me a 9. Come on.
12 and a 5, that's 17.
I'll stay, thanks.
Okay.
Staying on the 17, Rob Spiewak.
This is guy. He's showing a 3. I'll stick on 12. I don't like
Ooh, that is a wimpy way to play the game. That could bite you in the ass. Let's go to me. I'll take a hit on the 9.
That's 17.
17. I will stick on the 17, and we go to the dealer, ladies and gentlemen.
Dealer has a 3 and an 8 with 11.
Oh.
And 12. And 15. And
17.
17.
17. All right. Oh, so that means sweet. Who's out? Rob, who's out?
I'm going. Mike, you pushed.
Okay.
Push for Johnny and loss for Richard. And I'm headed to the corner.
No, fun. You stay here. I don't want to see you. I couldn't see your face before, so I want to.
Okay, and by the way, Bruins rules in the chat room. Don't say Rob would have had 20. You kill yourself if you start backward reconstructing the way things could have been. Don't that mess with my head.
Would you venture to say though that was not textbook blackjack? What you
no?
Did.
I think actually it is.
Because really?
You have because on 13
you have a 12. I don't know, man.
Because I mean, there are so many cards that would break the dealer if he was showing. You know, if you have to assume he has a 10 in the hole, that's what you always do. And right, so if he's showing 13, if he pulls another face card or even a 9, he's out.
I wish Jimmy was out there. I'd like Jimmy to join us for this. It would be a lot of fun.
Do you want me to shine the Cerrito light up into the sky?
Yeah, put the Cerrito light up there so we can get Jimmy to log in.
I'm in Herndon. I can go get him.
Our link
That's
is
true.
On,
he is in Herndon.
Our link is on the chat group, on the comments side, on YouTube. Let's deal. Here we go.
Yes, here we go. Johnny has a 3, Rob with a jack, Mike with a queen. 12 for Johnny, 14 for Rob Blackjack, for Mike O'Mara.
I get a prize.
Shows yes, you do, Mike. I will be sending you
a book
one brass die.
Thank you very much, Rob. Let me see. You know what? I like to exchange gifts.
Yes.
Let's see what I'll be giving you here. All right. Hold on. Oh, it's a blank thank you card.
For empty thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. Sorry. We're still playing.
That's
we?
Right. Johnny Dollard shows 12.
Yeah, I'll take a card, please.
Okay.
Come on, 9.
It's
9.
12. That's too much. 12. Johnny,
so
good to
see
you. I hope we talk before the concert.
Nice. Bye.
See you. Bye.
There he goes. And Rob Spiewak
14. Please hit me at 14. And that's 24.
Oh,
and
24.
That's too much.
And that's
Mike
it, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. All right, put it away. We're done.
Let's
do one more.
You want to? He wants to do it. One more.
Well, all right. We've got another listener here waiting.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure everybody that wants to get on the portal gets to do that with us.
Okay. Mark Scoobel, do you have a camera?
Mark, are you there?
He's in the chat room. He's in the casino.
Right. We've let him in.
Yeah.
He's not.
Do you hear me?
Yes. I hear you, Mark. Yep. Do you have a camera?
I have a camera. I'm just trying to figure out how to turn it on.
Try buying it dinner.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, I have a camera.
You what? Mark?
Yes.
What? What's going on here?
I'm here.
I know you're there.
Yes.
If you can't, are you on a phone or on a computer?
He just muted himself.
He muted himself. Like, this is okay. This is our initial run that we have.
No, I'm on a PC, a laptop.
All right, why don't you get it squared away? We'll go to our next person who's going to join us in here. How does this work is the person's
That's
name.
That's good. We'll just call him Hal.
And what's your name, sir? Enter and greet us, please.
How does this work?
Oh, my God.
We're talking to you.
You know what?
Hey, my name's Matt.
All right, this is who?
Matt.
What's going on, Josh? Help me out here. I don't know what's going on. What the
Matt
is going on
here? And delayed.
Okay, right,
so he's
we
there.
Will see you later, and maybe go and download Internet Explorer.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. And our next person, the guy with, is he gone too?
They both left.
All right, that's
Matt
it.
And Mark
I'm done.
Both left.
I'm done with that. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
I was wondering if they were both the same person.
Okay, they may very well have been, but that's okay. And now, you know what? I think the experiment initially worked well, and I'll tell you a tiny little detail. Uh-huh. And I know that we have listeners out there in the audience that could put together a nice table, a nice felt table for Mr. Soroka.
Mm-hmm.
That would be but then again, he's got to line up the shots. But I think we could pull that off.
And also,
I might gift him that, as a matter of fact.
I would like, if the listeners are out there willing to help, I'd love a roulette wheel, a real one.
Okay, thank you. Let's. We do have to break.
I have prepared, Mike. I have prepared a flip side.
Thank God. It could not come soon enough. I give it an 8, a solid 8. I liked it.
7.5.
A 7.5. If we didn't have the cards, it would have been another. It would have been another one of those experiments. It would have.
It would have.
I know it would have.
And you know the listeners are going to point out we ended with Mike getting a blackjack.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, of course, and he looks great.
Thank you very much. Hey, speaking of cards, we've only got a few cards left, ladies and gentlemen. The Mike O'Mara Show playing cards, amazing. They're great. Everybody loves them. And they've got my face and Rob's face on every single card.
Face.
And it's in a gorgeous custom box. They don't get Happy Society. The Don't Get Happy Society special cards are custom designed by Julia Spiewak, based on an idea of Robert W. Spiewak III. Noted card shark.
He is.
These are premium quality, casino grade, Rob Spiewak approved deck. We have Julia Spiewak, Robert W. Spiewak III, and Rob Spiewak approved.
Hey,
each
Mike,
deck includes,
if you come up with an idea and design it, we'll put your name in the copy.
Each deck includes two jokers. I'm not reading that joke. An ideal gift for listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, card game enthusiasts, or anyone who loves unique collectibles. Strictly a limited edition. Buy one for yourself and a few for your friends. Supplies are extremely limited, so act fast and analyze Mike's old man signature. That's right, I try to sign.
I forgot about that.
Nowadays I take anything as a win. I am considering this show a win today. Order now and make every game night a hit with Mike and Rob by your side. And we thank you. Cue your thing music there. There it is. All right, before we go to the flip side here, I'm going to go to Josh Soroka. Josh, all in all, not too shabby, right? I'm happy.
No, not bad at all.
Okay.
So, no, works out well. Yeah, I think more listeners would have been fun. We ran through the listeners faster than I expected.
Right.
I was sitting there ready to play. So we've never done anything like this. So excited for the ones we did get.
We have a packed viewership right now. I think people were a little hesitant to come in through the portal. But we've been kind.
I'm going to say that there is a 99% chance that we will do this again in 2025. I am going to make that commitment to you right now.
I will say this. I bet we do it before that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it sneaks into the cocktail hours.
Okay.
I do too.
What could possibly go wrong? All right, Rob, lay them on us. We're ready.
Mike,
we're ready to believe you.
Friends of the show remember a guy who used to come by occasionally named Charlie. And I haven't heard from Charlie in a while, but I think I know where he might be. And this news story will explain it. And if this isn't a nightmare come true, I don't know what is. But it certainly is a circuitous route of plot.
Story is like it's out of a soap opera. Mm-hmm. A woman who was believed to have died in hospice care was then found breathing at the funeral home. And just a short time ago, investigators confirmed that she now has officially passed away.
Oh. For the family, this has got to be an emotional roller coaster.
So awful.
I don't think so.
Yeah. An investigation is going on now in Nebraska over the bizarre back and forth.
Let's get to the
Here's
bottom
ABC's
of this.
Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska appear stunned by the case of a woman who was thought to be dead, but was later found very much alive at a funeral home.
I've been doing this 31 years, and nothing has ever gotten to this point before.
Police say the 74-year-old woman had been transported from a nursing home where she was pronounced dead yesterday. 2 hours later, a funeral home employee saw the woman breathing and called 911.
A 74-year-old female that was 74. Believed wow. to
Not
be deceased and brought here is now agonal breathing on the table.
Funeral home staff conducted CPR on the woman, and she was rushed to the hospital, where her family was told she's still alive. The sheriff's office is
investigating,
but no charges are pending.
I'm sure they'll look at, see if new protocols need to be made or if they were all followed.
Hey, that's the nursing home. That's the nursing home you really want to have your family member in, isn't it?
The amazing coincidence is that lady was our last caller in the blackjack game.
The cool thing about this is that the person at the nursing home where they called the lady dead.
Yes,
they probably are anxious to free up rooms. That's what their game is. Yeah. Get her out. Get the next one in.
Like
that's
in,
the way we ought to do it.
Life of Brian, where they bring out your dad and they kill him because he's not going to be coming around for another year.
Here's the thing. I also believe that when you are dealing with this type of a situation, that to come on the news and say she was very much alive, well, no, she wasn't very much alive because she died anyway, right?
Yes, she did.
And after she died again. So, you know, it's just a ring around the rosy, I guess.
Thank you, Aesop. I was trying to think of Holy Grail.
And the Holy Grail, not to be confused with the meaning of life.
Exactly. Or Life of Brian. These are
Please bring in the machine that goes bing.
Mike, Martin County, Florida. There's some stuff going down.
I've heard
of people trying to break out of jail, but what if a man dressed only in a woman's top drives his car into the jail?
Repairs are already underway here at the Martin County Sheriff's Office. You can still see a lot of the tire tracks still on the sidewalk from the crash that happened Monday night. The Sheriff's Office says this is something that has never happened before, and they plan to make improvements so that it never happens again.
Surveillance footage shows the moment a car punched through the glass doors at the Martin County Jail.
I would never in a million years think somebody tried to break into jail.
There's Florida
break out?
For you.
Yeah.
Isn't that your mayor? That's the governor, isn't it?
Crazy.
Deputies identified the driver as Joseph Leedy. They say the 40-year-old was half naked, under the influence, and out of control.
Yes. He, at that point, threw two rubber snakes and multiple cell phones into the lobby, into the actual structure here. And then started pouring motor oil all over his vehicle and then the floor where he was, threatening to light the car and himself on fire.
Now, Mike, this is key because there's nothing more flammable than motor oil.
All the elements, all of the Florida elements. We got the guy with the tats. We got the driver, the snakes. That is a real pure Florida story.
And he was wearing a blouse, which is nice.
Good news. Very, very nice.
Mike, in any of your marriages, any of your weddings, I should say, did you have a ring bearer?
Wow. I'm trying to think. Not for Carla.
Okay. I don't think for the middle one either.
I don't think so.
Wedding, keep this in mind because it doesn't have to be a human that's the ring bearer.
All right.
What you got to find is something that looks like it's wearing a tuxedo.
Okay.
It's a penguin.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
That is really, really cool.
That's way better than the dogs.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love me a penguin boy.
Or, based on today's show, a callback, maybe you could just roll a wheel of cheese up the center of the church.
With a ring tucked in it.
Maybe we could do it that way. Right?
Mike, I have to compliment you as being the pro that you are.
Yes.
That you have kept it together on today's show knowing that tomorrow is Pat Sajak's last day hosting Wheel of Fortune.
I was really, I knew you were going to bring this up.
Of course. But, it's heavy on my mind.
It's sad. It is. Just an overwhelming sadness. You know, the good, they leave young.
The thing about Wheel of Fortune is it really shows the creme de la creme of the intelligentsia of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows people, I remember growing up, people were very into people like sport. They love the athletes. They celebrated the athletes. Why can't we celebrate the smart people?
Right.
Like Wheel does. Let's close with this. This is from a couple of years back when the answer was obviously the Painted Desert.
The Painted Desert.
Right. Okay.
P. Letter.
P.
Yeah.
The Painted Desert?
No, still time.
The Painted Desert.
James?
It's your turn.
The Pointed Desert.
No, you still have time.
Oh, I still have time. I like to solve.
It was saying.
The Pointed
it's
Desert.
It's not the Pointed Desert.
Oh,
no matter how many times you say it.
The Painted Patient. Desert.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is. The Painted Desert.
You know, the people that are too stupid to go on wheel, they put on Jeopardy.
The real dummies. Hey, Josh, well done today.
Oh, he's the guy.
That was fun. You know what? I think it was a wonderful experiment we had, and I'd like to do it again. Thank you to everybody that stood in line and got into our portal, played some cards with us. And the one guy, do we have only one guy that got 21 today? Was there only one 21?
No, we got two guys.
Two guys? All right. Well,
Ian Reynolds and Ben Hope.
Yeah, reach out to me and win your firecracker.
Fantastic.
Oh, did you want me to light it off for the show?
Like today?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
Go right ahead.
All right.
We haven't had a good firework. You going to light it inside of your home?
Sure.
All right. What could possibly go wrong?
These are Rosebud brand matches, Mike.
All right. Here we go. Where are you putting it? In a trash can?
You know, that's probably a good idea. Let me get it.
All right. Rob's going to get a trash can.
Hey, can you pad for a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm capable of that.
Go right for that.
Josh, a lot of moving parts today on the show, and one guy doing it. We do not have a massive team here. I think you kicked ass, and on the fly, too. Well, well done. And, of course, you know, it's not like the host threw some stuff at you at the last minute, too, like
no,
I did. Sorry,
it's all good. It's
I also had to check.
New ways to get the listeners involved.
I had to check to make sure Linus wasn't down here, because he probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, probably yours wouldn't like it. All right, so this is what again, Rob? What type of
this
firework?
Is called an M5000. Which is a rather, as I said, and let me stop that music for a second. This is a rather robust explosive.
Are you able to put your trash can up on the on your table and show so we can see you drop the firework in
that's
the shot?
A big trash can.
Now bring it a little closer to your microphone.
Well, you see, by bringing it closer to the microphone, it brings it closer to me.
Well, no, but you have to stand. You're going to have to stand.
All right,
now.
All right,
all right. So just we're not going to see your face. But
I'm sorry, folks, for that.
All right. So just that. Now we've got the trash can. We'll be able to see this.
Okay. We strike the matches. Here we go.
Are you gonna remain seated?
No, I'll stand.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
He's gonna light and run.
Darn it! The match went out. Mike, just relax. You know what?
I'm fine. I'm just waiting for you
to old matches.
Achieve this.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. He's lighting it down. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay. It's the end of the show with a bang. Well done. Everybody hitting on all eight today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's it smells so good in here.
We have to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, make sure you subscribe to the bonus show. We have another bonus show for you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be back on Monday as well. Thank you for all the people who joined us on the TMOS portal and played some cards with us. It was awesome. We'll see you next time. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Michael Bear is saying, so long, everybody.
Next time, I'm just hitting the gong.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is a tasty burger.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prenus.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big.